Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insights and happy 2017. Happy 2017. Thank you for tuning in here in the United States and around the world. I'm kicking off the new year with my special guest co-host, psychic medium Sue Masseri. She joins me today to offer free mini readings to callers who wish to connect with a deceased loved one. Sue joins me on the first Monday of the month from 3 p.m. Eastern on, and we take as many calls as we can in 1 hour. I encourage all listeners to read Sue and her husband Tom's spiritually self-empowering and transformational book entitled The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram, the Mayan shaman. Abram is a spirit whom Tom has been channeling for more than 40 years, and Tom brings Abram through to teach on a variety of topics on the second Tuesday of each month here on Spiritual Insights. The book is a compilation of insightful messages as Abram explains the power of thoughts, the laws of the universe, the principles of manifesting, and he also gives you effective techniques for channeling your higher self to create balance, health, and money in your life. If you would like a private reading with Sue, visit mediumunplugged.com. To book a private session with Abram through Tom, you can also visit abramchanneling.com. At their website, you will find their calendar of events in Florida, so do check that out. If you are new to the show, here's how it works. You must ensure that you are in a quiet environment. If you plan to call in, that is free of any type of conversations, noises, traffic, or wind. Otherwise, we cannot take your call. Ask one specific question on a situation or specify who you'd like to connect with on the other side. Sue will connect with your loved one if they're available and relay the information you need to hear. Afterward, I'll offer additional insight or spiritual knowledge and will perform a mini heart clearing for you if needed. What this entails is accessing your heart chakra via remote viewing to determine the primary block that is preventing you from moving forward in harmony and balance. By calling in, I will assume I have your permission to do this. Sometimes I do it while the other person is speaking. In the interest of time, vague and general questions are discouraged, so please be very specific. If you'd like to book a full session with me, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com, where you can also review a complete list of over 200 archive shows. For your convenience, I've put a document on my website with detailed instructions for emotional clearing and spiritual cleansing. You can download that for your personal use, and the archives are listed by category if you'd like additional inspiration. Again, that address is spiritualinsightsradio.com, and of course, we'd love to hear your comments about this or any other segment on the show, so do send those over. We'd love to hear from you. Let me bring Sue on the air to kick this off. I'm so excited. This is our first segment in 2017. Welcome back, Sue. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I don't know if you want to ask how I am. I have the whatever virus is going around, so I'm happy to be here. I'm feeling better, and happy 2017 to everyone.
Yes, and it's going to be... I can feel the energy already. I think it's going to be a fabulous year for all of us. It will be what we make of it, I think. And just in case anybody's listening for the first time, we've been speaking recently about the fact that the year 2016, when you add up those digits, it equals the number 9, which means endings. So there were a lot of endings last year, whether you lost a job or a relationship or loved one. That could apply to a lot of people. And in the year 2017, if you add those numbers up, it equals the number 10. If you reduce that to a number 1, you now have new beginnings. So we graduated to the next plateau of consciousness. And I believe that we're all being given the freedom to visualize, create, and manifest the life that we want and the level of peace that we hope to feel. Sue, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I was trying to, over the last week, while I've had nothing to do, kind of get a feel for the next year and what it might bring and what my feelings mm-hmm. are and everything that has transposed during 2016. And, I mean, it was just an incredible year. It was very difficult for a lot of people. It was a good year for some. But this upcoming year, the feeling that I get from it is that this is a time that we can stand within our own truth. We can identify our own truth, what our own beliefs are, and follow that and not be swayed, because we have just been inundated with so much information, and so much of it is false. And so within this falsehood, with news reporting and people posting things on Facebook, there has been a level of transparency along with this. And so a lot of things that have been hidden for us for so long as to the workings behind the scenes that people, corporations and things like this, and what they're doing and how they're manipulating things, I think that that transparency has come forward. So people are more informed, even though there's just been inundated with fake news and so many things happening. We have an opportunity now to filter through all of that and figure out where you want to be this year, what you want to believe in, what you want to stand up for, what your personal truths are, what your truths are collectively, and to identify that and act on it and be that. So that's the feeling that I get for the upcoming year.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. So it's my and it's our recommendation that I know we've crossed the threshold into the new year. However, you still have an opportunity to release any type of thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, habitual behaviors, toxic relationships. If it doesn't serve you, if you're not happy, get rid of it, you know, and do the major purge in your home. Get rid of old objects and personal belongings that remind you of the past. Do that, the decluttering that helps you change the energy so that you can start to manifest what you want. And as always, listen to the show, and I'm sure as we go forward, we'll be giving new information on how you can do that, and we'll make the best of this energy and help people elevate, expand, get off the ground, whatever you need. We're here for you. Okay, so Sue, do you have anything to announce? Workshops? And then I have a couple things to tell the listeners.
We have a workshop coming up on January 14th and 15th for local people in Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Daytona, this general area of Northeast Florida. It's going to be on dreams and astral projection. And it is an Abram workshop. We are also starting, for local people, again, question and answer series with Abram in February. We haven't nailed down a date for that yet and when we're going to begin that, but it's going to be a monthly series, questions and answers. I am beginning doula training at the end of the month for end of life. Mm-hmm, end of life. I like to call it end of life practitioner. And where I will be receiving training for being with someone in their last hours and days before they cross. So I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm also in a few months traveling to Ireland to do a Carl Jung workshop on shame and pride. So I'm extremely excited about doing that. And I'd like to incorporate a lot of the philosophy of Carl Jung and the analysis that goes along with that in his philosophy and psychology. And so things are shaping up where I can better serve people, not only with mediumship readings and contacting people that have crossed over, but also helping people to cross over when their time comes.
I am so excited for you. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. Well, I have a couple things to tell everybody, and then we're going to get to the phones. We have a lot of people to take care of. First thing up, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening for a while, you are familiar with my mini heart clearing segment sessions on the air, where I remove negative emotions, coping mechanisms, and defense mechanisms from the listener's heart center or heart chakra. And what I will be introducing is an individual segment of my own world where I will do just that. And that should be on the first Thursday of the month, I believe, is the best date to choose. And so I'll be kicking that off hopefully this Thursday. I have a lot to do, but I will get everything together as I can. The second thing is I recently had a revelation that I was cutting myself off from a beautiful avenue where I can help people, and that's on Facebook. I just pulled away from all the drama and whatnot. But I've rearranged it, and I've changed my privacy settings so that if you, as a listener, would like to send me a friend request, please go ahead and do so, just as long as we don't talk business, you know, in a public forum like that. If you want to book a session, of course, you always go to the website. If you want to ask questions here and there, I think that's okay. We'll see how it goes. But I also have a page called Spiritual Insights Radio, and I've rearranged that so that there are monthly blocks of all the segments. So if you are a Facebook person and you want to listen to the show there, you can just go to my page and catch up on any segments that you hadn't heard yet. So that's all I've got. And Sue, you have a page too. Let's invite everybody to come say hi to you on your page.
I do. It is Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-N-A, Massari, M-A-S-S-A-R-I, dash Psychic Medium.
Okay. So I'll be posting stuff on your page. You can post stuff on my timeline about the show. I just want to get the conversation started.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, I'm already helping people on there in a private way, but... it's pretty cool. It's working out so far. So a lot of that energy, there's a lot of that expansion going on for me. Last year for me, the first part of the year was difficult, but moving forward, it was nothing short of spectacular, and I'm looking forward to that continuing. Okay. Ready to hit the phones?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the lineup, everybody. First up is area code 302. I believe I know who that is. Followed by area code 818. Then 561, then 303, and I will refresh the list as we go, as always. Let me get to, here we go, area code 302, bring you live on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Elizabeth from Delaware.
It is you. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
You're okay. I'm okay. So... why don't you go ahead and tell Sue who you want to connect with, and let's see what we can do for you. Okay, Elizabeth?
Okay.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I really like to connect with my mom.
What's your mom's name?
Louise.
All right. Give me a moment. Now, the feeling that I'm getting... all right, what kind of connection does she have, or do you have, or the two of you have together with New Orleans?
Nothing.
Anything in Louisiana, because I'm getting a very strong feeling of Louisiana.
My mother had a friend in Louisiana.
What is her name?
His name, I think, was, oh, God, I forget what his name was. It begins with an R.
Okay, all right. So there is a connection between your mom and this person in Louisiana, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the feeling that I'm getting from her is that she considered herself a free spirit, but there were some things in her adult life that, you know, whether it was responsibilities or obligations, that she wasn't able to be the person that she really wanted to be. She felt like she did not flower to be the person that she could have been to be. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm getting from her also is that you have inherited this free spirit type of attitude toward life. You also have that middle finger attitude, and that you're like if people don't like you, that's just too bad, and that's, you know, putting it nicely. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying that she doesn't want you to lose that free spirit, that there are some things in your life that you have done to put roadblocks in your way. A lot of these are self-created. A lot of these roadblocks are self-created where it looks like other people have done it for you, but you're the director of that. All right? Now, she's also bringing up some health issues. I don't know if this is something that's going on right now or whether this is something in the past that you have, like, ongoing health issues. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I'm getting with that is circulation issues. I don't know if this is a byproduct of whatever's been going on with you. Man, you know, you're just defiant. You know, you're just defiant against authority. You know, which is a good thing, but when it comes to your health and everything, you know, you just don't want to believe what some people tell you, what doctors tell you. It's this attitude that she's bringing up, this defiant attitude. The gist of this whole thing and what she's bringing that up, okay, she's giving me goosebumps with that, is don't cut off your nose to spite your face, is what her advice is.
She's always said that.
Oh, okay. excuse me. All right. Do you have kids? Do you have a boy?
I do.
Okay. She is showing me this boy. She showed me a little boy, and now he's like teens. So what age range is he in right now?
My son is 32.
Okay. So there was something very significant that happened to him in his teenage years. I would say between 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there, between 14 and 18 years old, there was something very significant that happened to him. It may have been life-changing for him. Does this make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He has...
You okay?
Hello?
Sue?
Yeah?
Give her a second. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
There was a little bit of static, and then you cut out, but you're back. Okay.
Okay. I don't know where the static was coming from.
Me either.
Okay. What I was saying was that he has done well with that situation. There is some scarring, because I'm seeing scar tissue within him, and it's a long piece of scar. So it took a while. I'm saying it took a long time to heal, but there is like scar tissue. This is metaphorically, and that he has incorporated that into his identity. So the feeling that I'm getting, I don't know what it is. She's not telling me what the situation is, but that he's fine, that he's dealing with it, and it's fine. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any specific questions for her?
What do I do with the health?
What I'm getting is, what do you want to do with it?
I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm losing it. But do I fight for it because it's all we had?
All right, what would happen? And she's giving me this. She's saying, what would happen if you let it go? It's scary to let it go, but what do you think would happen if you let it go?
I'll lose her.
Do you think that's possible?
Yes.
Why?
I just don't feel her anymore.
Okay.
She lived with her, so.
Okay. All right. So what your mother is getting at is, would you, in any frame of thought, feel at all free?
I don't think I'll ever be free.
Okay, that's...
I can't move on. That's my problem.
Okay, that's a choice. So, close your eyes and take a deep breath and center yourself. Feel your own life force, your own energy. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
And relax. Just relax. Nothing exists except your life force, your energy. Now imagine what it would feel like not to have the house. And do this in a calm, objective way and not allow yourself to be panicked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just allow yourself to feel it. Allow and visualize that house fading away. And it's not there. Take another deep breath. Relax yourself. Open your emotions. Feel your energy. Now feel the energy of your mother. Imagine her being right next to you. You know her energy. You know how she feels. And imagine that she's with you. And imagine that she is right next to you. Can you feel her energy?
Yes.
Now ask her, what should I do with the house? Keep your mind clear. Keep your emotions clear. Feel her energy. And ask her what you should do.
It's just a materialistic thing. That's all she ever said, and it's what she's saying.
Okay. So you not being able to feel her is emotional. It's your emotions. She is always around. She is there when you need her. You will always be able to do this. You will always be able to put yourself in a very relaxed state. Feel your own energy. Feel your life force. Feel your emotions. And invite her to be with you. And you know what she feels like. Do you smell her stuff? Because she's showing,
yes.
She's showing me that you smell a pillow.
It's her clothes. I wear her clothes.
Okay. When you want to be close to her, feel her energy, communicate with her, that can be a tool for you to use. To wear something of hers, to smell something of hers, and to bring in that energy, to bring in her energy. Okay? And when you do that, remove the grief, remove your emotions that hold you in that grieving state, and allow her to come in.
Okay. I miss you, Mom.
Can I add something to? Are you
at
the end of that?
Yeah,
energy?
Pretty much.
Okay. look at it this way. You know, relationships continue. Love cannot end. It can only, people can only change form. We're all just energy, and now she's in a different state. You just can't hug her. But if you look around your home, is her absence palpable?
This is all her. Everything around me is her.
Right, and this is what's holding you back from being balanced and happy, because everywhere you look, it's her. You know? And I think she wants you to have a fresh start and a clean slate so that you bring her to the new place. Not every time you look around or walk through your front door, your heart breaks because she's not there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And your brother's agreeing with me. He just gave me the thumbs up. Just, you know, he was like, right on, Char, you know? Just gave me the thumbs up. But all this is, and these are the self-created blocks, you know? Choices we make, we do it for one reason, but the effect is another thing. So when I feel deeply that, you know, the grief that you have over her loss and your brother is all you have left of them, so you're clinging to it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid to let go of it.
Uh-huh. But what you're letting go of is fear, and what you need to embrace is, like Sue just took you through that beautiful guided experience, and now you know how to connect with her, and you don't have to worry that the last thing you have of her is her clothing and your grief. And this is one of the hardest parts of getting through a grief cycle, especially in the first year. But as you do that, you start to loosen your grip a little bit, And that's when you grant yourself permission to be happy and move on. You must do this. You must do this. Life will carry you forward, and you will have a strong support system. You know that. And what I did while you were talking with Sue is I removed more grief. But there was also fear of the future, fear of freedom, because that freedom would feel like you were free-falling, and I'd remove that so that you can get a little more comfortable. And then there was a fear of weakness, like, you know you're strong, but you're afraid you're weak. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I took it out.
My mother was my strength.
Right. So you believe you have none. Right. So you believe you have none, but you do. It's all, everything you need for this lifetime is in you right now. Make sense?
Yes.
You have everything you need. It would be nice if you could check in with Mom from time to time, and you'll be able to do that. And like Sue said, she's always with you. Your brother's with you. You know?
Uh-huh.
Okay? Feel
Thank
better?
You. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you,
Thank
Elizabeth.
You, sir. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Sue, that was beautiful.
Thank you. It was, I could feel a lot of emotional blockage with the grief, and
oh, yeah.
You know, if you can relax and kind of let that flow, you don't have to stuff it or get rid of it or, you know, try and do anything with it, but let it flow. Communication can be a lot more, a lot closer than people think.
Right. Right. It's not easy, but we're going to help everybody along as best we can. Okay, let me refresh the lineup. Up next is area code 818, followed by area code 303, then 323, and then 310. Look at that.
Wow.
A lot of threes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's telling. All right, area code 818, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Dee Dee, and I'm from Colorado. Happy New Year.
Hi.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Hi, Dee Dee. Happy New Year to you. Hi. How can we help you today,
Hello.
Sister Dear?
Yes, I would like to connect with my great-grandmother. Her name is Catherine. And the reason why I want to connect with her is because I want to identify what's my, I feel like just that's where you begin, you know, she's the head of the family. But anyway, I want to identify what are my spiritual gifts and how am I to expand and build on these within this coming year, 2017.
Nice.
What is her name again?
It's Dee Dee.
No, your grandmother's.
Catherine.
Oh,
Catherine.
Catherine.
Catherine or Catherine?
Catherine.
Okay.
Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. All right. All right. The feeling that I'm getting with her is that she was very old school. I don't know if she was a very psychic person or a very intuitive person. Can you validate that for me?
Yes, she was.
I also am getting that Colorado was not her birthplace or not where she grew up. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm also getting that she knew of some ancient ways of very secret ways, very hidden kind of information that was only passed on verbally. Things that were not written down. And does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Oh, Lord. Now, she was a powerful woman.
Could there also, excuse me, could there also be a connection to New Orleans, like with the last caller, Dee Dee?
I mean, we could most definitely have family from New Orleans, but we originated from Arkansas.
Oh, God, yeah, okay, I'm just feeling, mm-hmm. I'm feeling that very powerful, a very powerful mojo, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm also getting a feeling of like, Tennessee, Kentucky, Appalachians,
mm-hmm.
That there was a lot of, and I don't mean disrespect at all.
Yes.
When I identify it this way, but a lot of backwoods knowledge, a lot of very secret mm-hmm. knowledge, and she took a lot with her. She took a great deal with her. Is she still? Is she passed? She's passed, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
There was a lot of knowledge that she took with her because the feeling that I'm getting, she's giving me goosebumps all over my freaking body.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
That she, there was still a fear that she had of writing things down,
mm-hmm.
Of knowledge that she had in writing things down, that it was still not safe to write things down. And this doesn't, you know, when we think about our grandmothers, this, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, how in this day and age, you know, would people feel that way? But there were a lot of things that she knew. There were a lot of things that just spirits came to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she was an herbalist and, you know, working with herbs and bark and the land. She's showing me dirt. Does this all make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So let's get to your question on how... Okay. You are extremely psychic yourself. Now, have you gotten in touch with this part of you?
Somewhat. Sometimes I do get gut feelings about things and, you know, some dreams, you know,
okay.
Things like that, but...
Okay, what I'm getting from her is that the whole upper part of your back, it's lit up for me. Now... psychics, mediums, I know with mediums, I know with myself that a very strong energy spot and where I get my information is between my shoulder blades. That's a huge mm-hmm. energy spot for me. I see that being with you, but it's extending to your shoulders. I mean, it's like your whole upper back in that area is lit up. So this tells me that you can, if you develop this, that is how the best way for you to receive information. And what I'm getting from her is that, and I again, I don't mean any disrespect to different belief systems that are out there,
mm-hmm.
but to stay away from the mainstream spirituality stuff. Okay, you need to be going for the ancient stuff because there are ancestors and ancient entities that are willing to help you. Okay, you need to go for the secret stuff, and I don't know how you would do that, but you're going to have to investigate and you're going to have to dig. But you have many, many spirits. Now, do you have Native American in your lineage? Have you done a DNA?
No.
You haven't?
I know we do have, haven't did a DNA, but I do know that it's most definitely in our lineage.
Okay. So, you know, I'm still, my whole body is just like covered with gooseies right now. That would be where I would start, is to make some kind of connection with Native Americans in your area. If you email me, in which my email address is on my website, or contact me on my Facebook page, I will steer you in the direction of a Native American dance that's open to all people.
Okay.
Which might be a beginning. But you need to go for the hidden and the ancient practices, is what okay. she's telling me.
Okay.
Huh. Interesting.
Hidden and ancient practices. Okay.
Yeah. Can I add to this? Or
sure, sure.
Is that all you're getting?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Here's when you first started talking about it, what I wrote down was, she wants to pass it on to you. As for your gifts, what I get is that you are an empath, you are clairsentient, among other things, but most importantly, you're a channel. That if you were to develop a meditation routine and metaphysical practices to clear your aura, incorporate that, but mostly believe in yourself. I believe that your grandmother wants to download a lot of her knowledge to you, and you will do that as a channel for her. Now, what I did while Sue was talking was I did a little bit of work on you. What I did was I removed any blocks to intuition so that you could get clear hits on what it is your purpose is, what you're meant to do, and how to go about it. I also re-energized your connection to your higher self, and that's when I saw your grandmother kind of behind you as a guide. She now wants to be your guide. I also saw a very, very, very old Native American, like a shaman or a medicine man. So she's enlisted help. And I think, no, I'm wrong. This is who she was. She was a channel, and this is who she was channeling as she discovered and learned more about all that she did. Does that make sense? Like the spirit chose her and guided her in her lifetime, and now she's with him, and now they're going to guide you. You're the chosen one.
Oh,
chosen one. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So there's a lot of work to do to prepare, but I would definitely start with Sue's suggestion and then let them guide you. You just open up your heart, open up your mind, and like Sue did with the previous caller, and you connect and say, okay, where do I go? What do I look for? And just follow that, and you start to become more and more comfortable, and then I believe they will start downloading information to you at a pace that's comfortable for you. I did also see a little bit of self-doubt in your heart center, so I removed that as well, if that's okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. She definitely wants to work with you, and she's definitely there to help you.
Thank you.
She just blew me a kiss. She just blew both of us a kiss, too. Oh, she's lovely. She's thanking us for... I think you needed a little convincing, and she's been waiting for this, I believe, and she appreciates the way Sue said everything, and she's winking at me. And you're welcome, ma'am. She just winked at me with her left eye. Too cute. She's adorable. But we wish you well, and call into the show anytime you need a pep talk or encouragement of any kind. Okay, Dee Dee?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
You all
care.
Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, blessings. You too.
Thank you, you too.
Thank
okay.
you.
I want to try to get at least two more people in. We have about 15 minutes, so I'm going to try to fast track this, okay?
All right.
Area code 303. Bring you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, Allison in Arizona.
Allison. How can we help you today, dear?
Did you want the name of someone, or is it someone on the other side? Is that the way to do this, or do I just say whoever comes through, or do I just say I need some help with some life issues right now?
Okay. Well, in the interest of time, give us the specific name so we can attach to it more quickly.
I
and if they're not available, we'll talk to whoever is available.
Oh, I see. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Do you have a brother that's passed?
No, I do not have...
Do you have someone that you have felt in your lifetime as a brother, a friend that could have been a brother
my
energy?
My mother had a stillborn before me.
Oh, okay. So you did have a brother. Okay.
I always wish I had a brother, an older brother, because I felt that the protection would have done me a lot of good in my life. I needed someone to
sounds
stand
like
up.
You do.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the brother saying?
No, None. No. There were none. Okay. I was stillborn.
Okay. I don't know if you remember this.
Just before my time, obviously.
That between the ages of birth and three, you were very, very well aware of his energy. All right. At around three is when you started to become fully invested in this physical lifetime. Okay. Children, infants, young children, they're so open. But for you, at the age of three, is when you started to become settled. Let me use that word. Is when you became settled into this physical lifetime. Before age three, you were very, very well aware of his energy and his presence. Okay? Hang on a second. What he's telling me is that this is very unexpected for you, that this was the last person that you expected to hear from today. But this is a very big surprise, because this is his birthday present to you. When is your birthday?
March.
Okay, so you have one coming up. He's saying that this is your birthday present. This is your gift. Because the message that he wants to give to you, because there's a little bit of doubt in there somewhere that we do exist after we die. That our energy continues, our soul continues, we are just transforming into another dimension, another reality. It's our physical that dies.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
I was born knowing that. I'm aware. That's not.
But there is.
I don't know why there's my system, in fact, that kind of.
Okay. There is, are you psychic? Do you communicate with spirit?
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm a walking sponge.
All right. I'm not going to back away from what he told me, that there is some kind of fear in there about death with you, and I'll just leave it at that.
I think that's a wise course. It has nothing to do with my belief system. It has to do with some things that have happened in my life, and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
All righty. Okay. Now, he's like kind of being a gatekeeper. So who do you, what were your intentions when you called and who you wanted to communicate with?
I wanted to talk to my paternal grandfather, the one that I did not know in my life, and I always wished that I had. It's the one that I feel the greatest hole in my life in terms of my ancestral lineage.
Okay. And what was his name?
Olin.
I'm sorry?
Olin.
Olin?
O-L-I-N.
Okay.
O-L-I-N.
Olin. Olin.
It's very hard to connect with.
All right, what I'm... what I'm getting from him is that within the family, there has been a lot of confusion, a lot of drama, a lot of people spouting their mouths off without really knowing what they're talking about. Does this make sense for you?
Well, when you say family, is that including my my mother's side, like, are you talking about my
Yeah,
family?
Entire family.
Are you talking about his family? And my immediate family, like the immediate family, mother, father, sister kind of family. Is that right?
Your entire, this goes the whole thing. The whole ball of wax.
It was a war. I would say it was a war. It wasn't typical of a lot of families, but it was definitely a constant war zone. Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Spouting out.
All right.
So that's a nail.
I would say it kind of fits, but it goes beyond that too.
Okay.
It was very violent.
All right.
A lot of violence in my family.
Welcome to my world, honey.
Now,
I understand.
Have you removed yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents eventually divorced, which was long coming, so that ended that.
Hang on. I don't want to know too much. What he's saying, I just don't want you to influence whatever information that I get.
Gotcha.
He's saying that basically you are a warrior child, that you have had to learn how to be a warrior since you were young, and that you carry the sword of battle. And you've had to do this since you were very young. And I don't know whether he's making reference to something that this is something that you have already done emotionally, or whether he's encouraging you to do, but he wants you to embrace that. That goddess within you, that warrior goddess within you, okay? Is the only way that I can describe what he's giving me. And
that's well embraced, yeah.
And that he's saying that you are your own protection.
Yeah.
And you know how to do this. And you have the strength.
Yeah.
You have the strength of... All right. What was that children's story about the Pied Piper? That
the one who led the rats out of town with the flute?
Yeah, who led the rats and then eventually took the children?
Yep.
That he's making reference to that children's story. And that you have that power. You have that power because this is more than. And I've never really even looked into this children's story and the very deep meanings of it and esoteric meanings of it. But that you have the power of that Pied Piper. Okay, you are the warrior. And there are still some people, I don't know who and where in the family, who are still willing to backstab you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So he's saying that for you to stand strong, to stay strong, because you have already gotten in touch with your own strength.
How do you feel so far, Alice?
Oh, this is something that I've lived my whole life like this, so this actually not something that's new to me, but the strength thing comes at a price. The over-independence and the need to take care of myself at all costs or because no one else did is not a quality. It's a fine quality, but there are some severe consequences
to
it. And so keeping the fight going, let's put it that way, is costing me a lot of other things in my life. And so I, in fact, don't want to be like that anymore. And, of course, I'm not going to become some dish rag, you know, pushover, naive person either. But there needs to be a real backing, a real growth from warrior into something a lot more balanced and a lot more to heal the extreme losses that I have had in my life, and to come back into some balance so that I'm not fighting for my life all the time anymore.
Well,
that, so I want to interest, you know, the fighting thing is true, but it is coming at such a great consequences. I'm not looking for an answer here. I'm not looking for an answer. I
but
know
we have one.
I'm on my own way forward out of that into something different. And that's where I'm at with that.
And that, well, and that comes from within, dear. You have
well,
to
I
strike that balance within.
Yeah, I know that. And
but
when I
speak of the warrior, that's not the warrior princess, the warrior goddess is balanced. And there is a balance with that. With that comes the strength. It's not all negative, and it's not all fighting, and it's not all war.
Okay, I understand
and
what you're saying.
Read about Boudica. I don't know if you know about Boudica, but look her up and read about her.
Okay. I'll do that.
And she was very, very much, she actually burned down London. So if London, if they were to dig very deeply underneath present day London, and which they have, and they've come across many artifacts and burned structures and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But someone who is very, a woman who is very independent and strong and was a warrior, but she also had that side of taking care of her people.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that balance.
How do you spell that?
I believe her name is spelled Boudica.
D as in dog?
D as in dog, yes. If you Google it, if I'm wrong and you Google it, it'll probably come up with her name anyway.
D-O-U...
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Okay, B-O-U.
D as in dog.
D as in dog. Uh-huh.
I-C-A.
Oh, I see it. Okay. I've never seen that name. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. She was the queen of the British Celtic tribe.
Yeah.
Celtic Icenead tribe. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
That was fun.
I'll listen to your story.
Excellent.
So it's fun to learn some of the big figures. All right. Well, thank
you for
your time.
I hope this has been helpful for you, Allison. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure listening to your show.
Thank you. I appreciate
glad that. My grandpa came through a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allison.
Happy New Year, honey.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to both.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. I'd like to get more than three people in this segment, even though I'm not real happy with the sound quality. Do you want to do one more person?
Sure.
Do you feel you need to
sure. No,
go and rest?
Let's do one more.
Okay, area code 323, bringing you live on the air. This might be very quick,
thank
but we'll do our best. Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Yvette from California.
Hey, Yvette. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Boy, do I need some guidance in regards to my spiritual path and work. So I kind of want to, that's a loaded question. I kind of want my father to come through because I think he was most spiritual and had a unique sense about himself.
What's his name?
Mario?
Okay. Italian?
There's some Italian in the family.
Okay. Okay.
He's clapping.
Let's say it again.
I'm just, I can see him. He's clapping in his hands.
Actually, funny enough, my family, there's family I have in New Orleans. So that could be the New Orleans collection. Yeah, and I do have, I did have a brother that passed as well.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. We have some parallels here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mario.
Elizabeth, the first caller is Native American as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how themes develop in our shows.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. Love it. Okay, do we? You have her dad on the line?
Okay. Mario, and he was your dad, right?
And my brother's named Mario, so we both were Mario, so brother and father. They both have.
Okay, brother. Okay. All right, was your brother kind of a jokester, good sense of humor, like to play?
Yeah, when we were kids, for sure, yeah.
Okay. He's coming forward. He's, like, doing stuff to you. I don't know whether he used to do this when he was alive, but he's, like, putting his hand in your face, like pinching your cheek or, you know, doing something playful with you. Excuse me. Give me a moment, please. Okay. Playful with you, like teasing you. All right. Hang on a second. In the interest of time, how long has he been gone?
Oh, probably at least 10 years.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Maybe 12.
Okay. All right. Now, the feeling that I'm getting from him is that, and I'm going to use the frame, the time frame of 10 to 12 years, that things have that, you know, as far as things go, have gone pretty smoothly for you. He's saying it could have been worse. Hang on a second. I need you to ask specific questions from him and what you want to do, because I think right now you are at a crossroads with your career and what you want to do for a job.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to move forward, and I'm just like freaking out.
So what do you want to do with your job that you have now? Do you want to go in a completely different direction? Do you want to try and move up?
Well, the thing is, I don't have a job right now. And
okay.
It's by choice that I've been unemployed for the last 2 years and a half, almost three. And it's getting down to the wire, and it feels like I want to go in a direction. But I know I have gifts, and I know I have talent, and I'm just like, God, well, can you just freaking hit me over the head so I do something?
So what have you done in these 2.5 to 3 years as far as...
I've kind of just explored myself, you know, and mm-hmm. kind of just played a little, and basically just...
Hung out.
Hung out.
Okay, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yeah.
I want to do something spiritual, but I don't want to be like... But I'm also a creative person in a way. Like, I like to dance, I like to sing, I like yoga. But it's always true. I catch 20 things. Like, there's money involved, or I don't have money right now. And it's like, but I know there's all, I know I've made a way without money, but it's kind of like, you know, but right now that's a priority to have some money and survive and live and
okay,
so a fuller life.
So those kinds of things are not big money makers. So, what would you like to do? What would really float your boat career-wise?
Oh my God!
Now, have you considered? Are you an artist? Can you draw? Are you interested?
No, I'm not that type of artist.
Okay.
No, I mean, if God gave me the gift, I would do it, but I don't have that gift. At least not that I know of.
Okay, so what would really, really excite you?
Singing. I really enjoy music and singing, and that's part of the love I love, and I've always found someone that I'm going to connect with starting to sing again, so I don't know if that's part of the avenue of expression to get me out of my way, but...
So you sing?
I know I'm also... I think so.
Well, you better know so.
Right. It's like I kind of know I can sing, but it's like... But it's a little... It's, and I don't... You know, I'm not trying to... You know, I think I can. I've been
well, toot your own horn if you need to.
Right. Right. But I just feel like... I guess part of it is being exposed and being, you know, like, fully... I want to be fully expressed, but then there's... I think there's probably a fear in there, being fully expressed, because I'm expressed in my life, but sometimes I hide under the radar.
Right, right. I get you. I understand that. Now, do you have the time, do you have the time and the resources for schooling? And do you have a degree now?
I have somewhat of a degree, but I probably could go back and get financial aid or whatever.
All right. What's coming up for me, the feeling that I'm getting, is music therapy and working with kids.
That's interesting. That's what I thought yesterday or something. That's interesting.
You were thinking that yesterday?
I was thinking that yesterday of something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here, I got this. There you go.
Something, yeah.
Shoot, I was thinking about that just this morning. Bring it up. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And I think that me bringing it up is validation for you.
Right.
So that is something that you can definitely make money at. You can be creative with.
Right.
You can help children and adults.
Right. Right.
But I think you would be good with kids because I think you're playful.
Well, it's funny because I'm a part-time nanny, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Kids do love
Here
me.
You go.
Okay.
And so it's music therapy? Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling. I would definitely check into it. And if you've got college under your belt and you can continue your education, I say go for it.
Especially if you have the free time. What, a lot of times when we don't work for an extended period of time, that's a really significant time of growth because we don't have the distraction of a job and we're forced to look at, you know, where our life is, if that makes sense.
Totally.
So, I recognize that, you know, yeah, you want to express yourself, but you feel exposed. So I went ahead and removed any blocks to exposure, blocks to understanding your purpose, and a block to intuition, if that will help you see the path in front of you very clearly. Here's the thing. There are opportunities all around you, but depending on the beliefs that are in our heart about what we deserve and what we're worthy of, sometimes it puts blinders on us. Now,
we've
been taking those things out, hopefully you can look out and about and then see, you know what, that's a possibility. That might bring me joy. Now, as far as spirituality and work, when you combine those two and you say, I'm open to knowing what my purpose is and I'm willing to do it and work hard for it, it will come, it will converge and it will all fall into place and most things will come to you with minimal effort on your part about research and school and all that. Yeah, we might have to do things.
Of course.
But for the most part, once you change that energy and create that magnet, most things come to you to make this manifest.
Okay.
Make sense?
I'm going to look into this. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
You're welcome.
You guys
Happy
are all
New Year to you.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvette.
Well done, well done.
All right.
I wish we could have gotten more than four, but that's okay. That was very, very deep, very deep, and the patterns and themes that came through were pretty interesting as well. I'm just really glad to kick off the new year with you, Sue.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I love doing this.
This was so much fun. I love doing the show with you. It's a highlight in my life, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love working with you. Okay. Once again, if you'd like a private session with Sue, visit mediumunplugged.com. If you'd like a private session for a heart clearing, get down to the bottom of what's bothering you, holding you back, or making you sabotage your movement forward. We go all the way back into the childhood and start pulling stuff out that no longer serve. Visit spiritualinsightsradio.com.
to learn more about the technique, which takes over an hour because there's a lot to do depending on the severity of your life experiences. So visit the websites and check us out, learn more, sign up for newsletters and all that good stuff. All right, Sue, I will talk to you
soon. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
Thanks, you too.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody, but I do appreciate it.